Iranian lawmakers are demanding the removal of all sanctions as a condition for the implementation of any comprehensive nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5+1 group. 260 lawmakers have issued a statement saying that the closure of Iran's nuclear case to the UN Security Council and its return to the International Atomic Energy Agency is another condition for any future deal to get underway. The MPs also called on Iranian negotiators to stand firm against Washington's excessive demands. Members of Parliament warned that any breach of the commitments by the other party would render the deal null and void. According to the MPs, if that happens, Tehran would reserve the right to restart enrichment at any required level. They insisted that Iran's rights under the Non-Proliferation Treaty must be respected. Jan Oberg, founder of transnational.org, joins us from Lund. Tell us his thoughts on this. Jan Oberg, the IAEA is part of the UN, and of course, then, as such, Iran's nuclear, civilian nuclear file is under their watch, under their inspection. And if this deal gets finalized, so to speak, whether it's a political one or not, shouldn't the ones at the UN, the sanctions that have been imposed on Iran because, well, I don't want to say falsities, but that's really the case, shouldn't they also be lifted?
Absolutely, as soon as possible, in my view. As you probably know, and I may have mentioned before, I think it's better if you want people to do what you want them to do and cooperate with you about that. It would be better to have, you know, carrots rather than sticks. I don't think that sanctions is a very intelligent means, whether against Iran or Russia. Secondly, there is no moral, political or psychological reasons for keeping up sanctions if Iran puts its signature on a deal with which the other countries are also satisfied. That must be obvious.
And another way that Iran is sealing this deal, were it to actually come into fruition, is what the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry mentioned days back, the fatwa by Iran's leader to be taken to the Security Council and make that binding, obviously ultimately also showing Iran's commitments against nuclear weapons or weapons of mass destruction.
Yes. I mean, the whole thing here is not a matter predominantly about technology, it's about trust. And I think that the parties should be taken on their words. And it's a good idea when the Supreme Leader has said that it's haram to have nuclear weapons, that that is trusted, taken for granted, that it is serious and truthful, until the opposite is being proved. You see what I mean? It's a normal human interaction method that until somebody breaks a law or breaks a promise or breaks his word, we trust that person until that moment.
Thank you for that. Jan Oberg, founder of transnational.org from Lund.
My pleasure.